Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ben is going over to try to help Dez get in because joining us now, scooting all over the place, is the mighty Dez Bryant. Very beautiful stuff. I want to get a piece of this.
Oh, my goodness. Dez Bryant has arrived in studio, and I can tell you this. He would have been here an hour ago if it wasn't for me, so let me first apologize. Dez, I got so excited about you coming to the studio. I popped in the address, and I didn't realize I sent you a Plano address, and I'm very, very sorry. I owe you some gas money.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good, man.
How are you putting up with this? This isn't cool, Dez.
Oh, you know, it's all good. It's all good. I've been late before, so, you know, people screw up, you know.
When, well, in this case, Ben screwed up. And when you were driving around in Plano and you're looking for an address that Ben gave you, what were you thinking at that point?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, this don't look right. Ben was telling me about a big building. I was like, I see no big buildings in sight.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. And you can't win. You know, that's just the way it is sometimes. I'm like, apologizing to people that I sent you to the wrong place, and I've got people going, you're covering for Dez. You're covering for Dez. I'm like, no. I mean, I promise
it was an honest mistake.
Well, I apologize to you, man.
No, it's all good.
But dude, let's talk about why you're here, because this is exciting. Yesterday, you jump on Twitter, and of course, everybody's waiting to hear whatever you're talking about, and you're talking about a new business, and you're talking about taking five people. Mm-hmm. And you're going to hand them $10,000 of cash each.
That's right.
How does that work?
Man, me and my team came up with it. And I think the personal corner idea is extremely amazing. What I want to do is I want to plug in one of my engineers. And I'm going to let him go over briefly first. And then I'm going to piggyback off of him because, you know, I'm very passionate about my work, but he's going to do a better job of explaining my work. I promise it was my idea. You know? I promise you it was mine.
So did you had the idea. Did you go find an engineer or did you already know this dude?
I've been knowing these guys for quite a bit some time, but I actually went down to Bottle Rocket.
Okay.
You know, and no bad blood. We didn't see eye to eye on it. But I was like, my guys out in L.A. Let me go see my guys out in L.A., you know, just because we speak the same language. And I showed them what I've been working on. You know, one of my good friends, Akash, he's the CEO of Genies Official. If you guys haven't built y'all Genies yet, please go build them. You know, he got a pretty amazing avatar he's created. The thing thinks like you, it looks like you, and it really do act like you. So please go build that genie. Akash, he's the CEO of it. So please go check that out. And it's one of the partners. So
okay, we're going to do that. We're going to get your partner on the line. And so let's do this. Let's get some of this out. Let's talk some football with you and talk about some other things first. We were so happy to see you back playing football.
Uh-huh.
You know, every Cowboy fan is a Dez Bryant fan.
That's right.
And to see you back, you know, playing football, everybody was excited about that. Obviously, no one ever wanted to see you get hurt. And so the way that players from all over sports reached out to you when you got injured, how did that make you feel?
Man, it made me feel real good, like extremely good. You know, especially seeing guys, you know, throw up the X, you know, when they get in the end zone. I was like, man, that says a lot, you know. And I just feel like that's just, you know, just me being me. You know, throughout my career, you know, in the NFL, you know, guys can feel the realness from me, and that's all I'm gonna, you know, that's all I'm gonna ever show is who I am, and I think guys embrace that. I think that's what people look for in this world. I think I do a good job of being who I am. And, you know, it's easy that way. And I think people just gravitate to it.
It was a really amazing thing when that door flew open and you came in on a scooter and you were fast on the scooter and scooters are hard to turn. And he did a quick 360 around our mic stand and you were dodging everything. And so I didn't know. I was like, is Dez going to be limping? I didn't know how long ago surgery was. But, man, you came flying in on that scooter. And so it sort of blew my mind. How do you feel? How is rehab going? How's that whole situation?
Man, I feel extremely good. You know,
are you in pain at all?
No pain, no BS. And you know, this project, you know, I've been working on it for some, you know, quite some time. And I think if I didn't have it,
right,
I'd probably be going insane somewhere. You know, but like I said, I think you know it's kept me lifted. You know, my family's kept me lifted. You know, my football family has kept me lifted. You know, I don't have anything to be ungrateful about. You know, this injury, yeah, you know, it happens. You know, I'm not going to question God about it. You know, I'm just going to do what I need to do to get back on the football field.
Awesome.
You know, during that time where you weren't, between when you weren't on the Cowboys and before you got on the Saints, we were hearing that there was tons of interest in you.
Mm-hmm.
And we were hearing, oh, man, this team wants him. And some people are like over there going, no team wants Dez. And I'm like, that's not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing several teams are begging him to come play.
Mm-hmm.
And so over that time, what was going through your mind? Like why you weren't playing? Because we know you had the opportunities.
You know, I felt like I needed to relax. I needed to take some time for myself. Like I said, I've been building on this project, you know, even throughout, you know, the situation I was going through with the Cowboys, I still had this project. So I was like, man, this gives me an opportunity to focus on this. You know, it's something that I love. You know, it's only a very few things that I'm passionate about, and that was one of them. So I was like, man, this is just an opportunity. You know, I can control this at my own pace.
Hmm.
And, you know, I can live a little bit. Not saying I haven't been able to live, because, of course, football is my life. This was just something that I always dreamed of doing, and I'm a sacrifice doing this. You know, I almost didn't play football. You know, Jay-Z had to text me, get your ass down in New Orleans.
Really? Really? Okay, tell us that story.
Yeah, you know, I had my agent, you know, my agent blowing me up. I know she was super mad at me. I wasn't returning her phone calls. This team. Hey, I'm okay. You know, let me relax a little bit. I got some stuff that I'm working on. You know, and I was like, you know what? You know, Jay was like, you can do both. He said, why can't you do both? I'm like, yeah, I can do both. But, you know, I really wanted to take time because I didn't like how it happened. I felt like I needed that full year to get my, you know, to get my body right to play at the level that I wanted to play at. You know, and I felt like I didn't have that, the proper time that I needed. You know, and, you know, it is what it is. I'm excited about it right now.
We're going to take a break so we can get the engineer on the phone. But I'm very interested in this. Mm-hmm. This is really exciting to me because, you know, as everyone's on the outside speculating, well, what's Dez going to do next and all this stuff is, you know, Ben and I have been in this business a while. So, you know, we've seen players that have either retired or whatever, and they get involved in these businesses. Like if you see what Kobe's involved in now. Uh-huh. It's like more important to him than his playing days, right? Uh-huh. Because he's a passionate person. And so we bumped into a mutual friend of all of ours in LA during training camp. And we were like, where's Dez going to play? When's he going to play? And the first thing out of his mouth is, man, Dez has got this thing going on that he's so excited about. And now that we're seeing, and I'm really more excited about it than I could have been, seeing you're passionate about it. But what was that? I know you're thinking about this. And everyone's trying to get you to play. But what is that first thought when you look down at your phone and it's Jay-Z telling you? Do you and Jay-Z text a lot?
Yeah, we do. We text quite often.
So it's not like uncommon for to look down and Jay-Z's going, hey, Dez, you need to go do this.
Nah, not at all.
Have you ever given Jay-Z any advice?
No, I haven't. You know, we have normal conversations.
Yeah.
You know, about normal things.
Right.
Yeah.
God, that's so great. Just look down and Jay-Z's like, why don't you do both? You're like, all right, I'm going to New Orleans. That's great. Well,
you know, the first time he told me that was the concert at the AT&T Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was like, you know, I kind of brushed it off a little bit, didn't answer it. I was like, you know, I'm not playing football right now. You know, we can stop talking, you know.
Right.
That was kind of my attitude. And, you know, I was like, you know what? I still got a lot of game left, you know, so it's not that I don't care about football. You know, everybody who knows me know that I love it. So I was like, you know, let me just master both of them. You know, I think that I'm good at everything that I'm passionate about.
Was that the concert that you, there was a picture of you and Jerry?
Yep.
Okay, so that broke the internet. So yep. So at that point, I'm thinking, he's coming back to the Cowboys. It's coming back. So what's your relationship like with Jerry? And that, I mean, is, do you even talk about stuff like that? Or it's just, what's up, Jerry?
How you doing? You know, I love Jerry. You know, I don't think that ever, that's not going to change, because I've learned so much from him, you know, without even talking. You know, I don't even have to talk to him. You know, just seeing his presence, I learned so much from him. You know, just the way how he handled business, you know, how guys just love him. You know, when he walk around the star and you see you got all of those, I'm going to say there, I want to say business, a lot of business people, I mm-hmm. know they business people, they following him. I can see it in their face like, man, this is amazing. You know, I want that feeling one day, you know, mm-hmm. and that inspired me to do the things that I do, man. You know, that's why I love him.
All right, so coming up next, we're going to take a short break. We're mm-hmm. going to get the engineer on the phone. We're going to explain to everybody what this new passion project is for Dez, how you can get signed up, how maybe you can win $10,000 more in studio with Dez Bryant. He swears it's dope. We're going to prove it to you. Coming up next on 105.3 The Fan. Dez is involved in a brand new project. It is launching tomorrow. Tomorrow is the first.
The beta.
The
it's
beta.
Not launching. January 1st is the beta phase.
January 1st is the beta phase, but people can start getting signed up tomorrow. And here to kind of explain a little bit more, joining us on the hotline, is your engineer slash partner in this project, mm-hmm. Evan. Evan, what's your last name?
Rosenbaum.
Evan Rosenbaum. Welcome to the Ben and Skin Show, Evan.
Great to be here.
Okay, now we've had Dez on for the previous segment, and we've kind of brought you in to kind of explain the nuts and bolts of all this. So Dez is like an idea guy. Me and Ben are like this. We got ideas, and then we need scientists and engineers to manifest our ideas. So kind of explain to our listeners what exactly this project is and what you guys are doing.
So we're working with Dez to enable athletes and influencers to connect with their fans in a brand new way. So users create a genie avatar, and then from there, they're able to connect with athletes and fans to see their most personal moments, their on-the-field accomplishments, and so forth. And we figured out a new way to reward fans for doing that. So essentially, we're making it much easier for athletes and influencers to connect with their fans based on Dez's personal experience with the Throw Up the X branding.
Okay, this is fascinating. Okay, so who are the target consumers then of this? Is this product made for professional athletes and entertainers and influencers that already have large followings, or is this for the common fan?
So it's targeted to both. The way that it works is on Personal Corner, athletes, influencers, etc., both established ones and up and coming ones can sign up to be a partner, and then fans can connect with them through the Personal Corner platform. So it's targeted at both the fans of the influencers and athletes and at the athletes and influencers themselves.
Okay, so Evan, me being a complete dumbass, am I going to go download an app and then I may have the chance to interact with Dez through an app, or explain that a little bit further?
The beta that's launching in January is going to be a website. And then later in 2019, an app version of Personal Corner will launch. In the app version, you're going to create your genie, so a digital avatar representation of yourself. And then you're going to be able to interact with Dez's genie and other athletes and influencers in an app environment, so in an iPhone and Android app.
And so then ultimately, is this – so how different will this be from interacting – with Dez on Twitter? Like, explain the difference between how that interaction will be.
So it's a more personal environment. For starters, the more you interact, the more merchandise that you buy from the athletes and influencers, you're going to earn a virtual coin currency. You can then redeem the virtual coins for exclusive perks from the athletes and influencers. For example, if you purchase a t-shirt from an influencer, you'll earn a certain number of virtual coins, and you can use that to get an exclusive perk. So it's giving you a way to be rewarded while at the same time allowing you to have more personal interaction.
Okay, I want to bring Dez into here because he's in studio sitting next to us. So, Dez, as this whole thing kind of came into being, this guy, Evan, speaks engineer talk. He can mm-hmm. make things happen. Is this the whole impetus, the whole everything behind this, like, hey, I want to figure out a way to interact with these people on social media mm-hmm. that's not the normal negative Twitter, Instagram world? Mm-hmm. Is that what you were thinking on this?
Well, you know, it can be anybody. You know, it can be whatever it is, you know. I don't care about people being negative.
Okay.
You know, that's, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's just something that I want to create for, you know, the world, you know, like, you know, like V-Bucks from Fortnite, mm-hmm. you know, this virtual world, you know, that's what the time going, you know, going with, you know, you see the 11-year-olds to the 25-year-olds, they with the virtual coins, like my 11-year-old and my 8-year-old, daddy, can I get these V-Bucks? Can mm-hmm. I buy these V-Bucks? They want to buy these skins from, you know, from Fortnite yeah. or whatever. And that's what it is, you know, so I just want to bring it from the game into real life.
By the way, quick sidebar, do you play Fortnite with your kids?
I don't play Fortnite. I don't.
Is it because we're all doing the dances, you don't want to do the Carlton?
No, I don't mind doing the Carlton. It's just I suck at Fortnite.
Okay, yeah. Right.
You know, and my son, you know, he keep killing me. So I was like, you know what? You can have it.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah. So
you got to get down how you get down.
Okay, so this is amazing. All right, we're talking about Personal Corner, Dez Bryant's new business venture, and it's so fun. I'm so glad you came to studio, even though I mm-hmm. gave you the wrong directions, because I can read all of your face. You're so happy. You're so excited about this. I yes. love it. And so is it like this? So say that I'm on Personal Corner, and I have a membership, and there's a lot of different athletes, entertainers, influencers there. That, let's say that I'm a big Dez Bryant fan. Well, I bought some Throw Up the X gear. I've been following you. I'm gaining currency. I'm gaining social currency on the app. Mm-hmm. At some point, if I'm a big enough fan, I may even be able to interact with you in some way. I'm rewarded for that. Is that kind of what it is?
You can answer that, Evan.
Okay. So in short, the answer is yes. Through Personal Corner, you can redeem exclusive experiences and digital goods. So, for example, you might get a meet and greet with Dez. You might get access to a sticker pack on your phone with a Dez Bryant sticker pack that you can use on iMessage, WhatsApp, or anywhere else that you text on your phone. You might get a signed jersey. So there's various tiers of rewards that we're going to be offering, ranging from in-person meet and greets to tickets to signed gear to digital goods.
All right, thank you, Evan. That's Evan, the engineer kind of behind Personal mm-hmm. Corner. Of course, Dez is one of the brains behind all this. Mm-hmm. So Dez, I mean, the world that you live in, the circle you're mm-hmm. living in, I'm sitting there going, okay, is it, and right now we're talking about athletes, but is this something like Jay-Z could be involved in,
yes.
or rappers, or actors, or even yes. just like people that just, heck, I got a neighbor that lives a couple blocks over, and he just posts Instagram videos. Nobody watches him. He's just like this 17-year-old kid with 80,000 followers. Anybody can be a part of this world?
Yeah, anybody can be a part of it. You know, if you got a business or you just want to just come on and be a, you know, consumer, you know, like, it's a lot of cool features to this, you know. We just give me all out, you know, the base of it, you know, so it's cool.
That's really cool. The possibilities are endless. And Evan, before we let you go with this, we need you for all the technical stuff and whatnot. Just give us the condensed elevator pitch on exactly what this is. Why should somebody listening to this try to join Personal Corner?
So Personal Corner is a revolution in the way that as a fan, I can connect with my favorite athletes, influencers, and entertainers while rewarding me for doing so. As a fan, I'll get access to exclusive content. I'll be able to buy exclusive merchandise, and I'll be rewarded with in-person experiences, game day tickets, concert tickets, free gear, and digital goods.
Okay, hold on, Evan. Before we let you go, I don't know if Evan needs to answer this or you need to answer this, Dez, mm-hmm. but we're talking about people being able to go get signed up for this. And I think, is it immediate or does it start tomorrow? But the idea is that the first 50,000 people that get signed up, five of those folks are going to get $10,000 handed to them from Dez Bryant.
That's correct.
Now, how do people go sign up? What do they need to do?
Well, basically, they go sign up.
You can go to personalcorner.com.
Okay.
That's personalcorner.com to sign up.
And so am I going to get an email from you, Evan, that says, hey, Skin, you just signed up. You may win $10,000. I don't want to get screwed in this deal.
An email sent to you.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then Dez will be delivering the money to 5 lucky winners.
Yes.
So the beta phase launches January 1st. You can sign up tomorrow, December 21st. And do we know the time? I know you guys had mentioned, do we know the time tomorrow? Because folks are asking us, what time can
Non-stop,
I sign up?
Right.
At some point tomorrow, you'll be able to sign up, right?
Evan? They can sign up now.
Oh, it's open now?
Yes, we got a little bit too excited.
All right. Okay, good. It's open now.
We just had to get it live.
There you go. All right, it is live right now. So go to, is it personalcorner.com?
Personalcorner.com.
Personalcorner.com. Go right now and sign up. Now, the first 50,000 people that sign up are entered into the raffle. 5 winners are going to be chosen. Each of those winners is going to be handed $10,000 cash from Dez Bryant himself. I imagine that's going to be the best selfie you've ever taken with anybody.
That's a good one.
You're getting 10 grand. You're hanging out with Dez Bryant. He's actually happy to give you 10 grand.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Yep. So all you got to do is go to personalcorner.com, enter your email in the sign-up box. You'll receive the confirmation email, and all you got to do is wait to see if you've won. But I think everybody who is a part of Personal Corner is going to win. This is a revolutionary idea.
I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, so this is what you've been so excited about.
I'm extremely excited about it.
Oh, my God.
Evan, can you help me build a spaceship? Are you good at that stuff?
Someday.
All right. Evan, if you don't mind, we're going to hold over Dez for a little bit. If we get into – I can't imagine we're going to get into any of the technical aspects from this point.
No. We got it covered.
Okay. Evan, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. If we do need you, we'll get you back on. But thank you for your time, man.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And congratulations on Personal Corner. That is awesome. And Dez, you down to roll with us a little longer?
I'm down.
Earlier today, I gave Dez the wrong address, and I caused him
uncool,
some time.
Man.
I'm very sorry about that. But you know what?
It's
amazing.
It's all good.
I failed. But I was just told by Parker, who's up here from the KNC Masterpiece, he said when Dez got here, there's about 30 people outside, and those people have been waiting for over 2 hours because gave the wrong direction. But that's the love that there is for Dez Bryant, and I think this sums it up. Somebody tweeted this into us, and it just says, I miss him so much, and there's an avatar of this girl crying. You absolutely feel the love with Cowboys fans, right?
Yes, I do. You know, I love them. I love them. I do. I love the Cowboys. That's always, though. That's
are
never
you,
gonna change.
Are you I'm sure you're out and about all over these United States, but are you gonna stay in Dallas and on in your when you're old man Dez, are you gonna be rolling around Dallas?
Of course. Dallas is home. I'm just gonna forever stay that way.
Yeah. And I would imagine, you know, you feel the love just when you go out on your daily business.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You know, it's always been that way. You know, I don't know, I'm an energy person. I need good energy, you know, and you know, people give me good energy, so and I give it back.
Okay. Know? I want to ask you, we got a lot of Dez questions. I want to fire some at you. Do you still have the monkey? And wait, and before you answer the question.
Dallas Bryant.
Do you have to be careful how you answer? Like,
no,
you may have it
all.
And you can't say you have
it. It's all good.
Okay. Do you still have Dallas Bryant?
Dallas Bryant is around.
Yes! I wanted that to be the answer.
How good is he at Fortnite?
Man, Dallas a little model, man. You know, Dallas a little model, you know. A little gorgeous monkey. That's it.
So he's having a great life.
He's just living a great life.
That's incredible. And he had to deal with all this. He can't take care of a monkey. He can't.
Yeah,
and you're like, he's living pretty good.
Yeah, he's living damn good.
Do you got a lot of pets? Are you a big pet guy?
We grew up like that. Dogs and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, if I get richer, I might end up buying me a panther. You know?
Oh, really?
You know, a panther or a lion, something like that, you know?
Exotic.
That's going to get dangerous for Dallas at that point.
Yeah.
You got to keep him separate part.
He'll be in a tree somewhere.
Do you find yourself watching the Cowboy games a lot? Because people like seeing you interact on social media.
Oh, yeah. I watch all the games. You know, mainly I watch the Saints and Cowboys games, but I do. I watch the majority of the games.
So one of the issues the Cowboys are having is they're 31st in the league in red zone. That's in particular tough for us because we liked those back shoulder fades that we saw for so many years. You were very dominant in the red zone. And so I don't know, is that when you see that, are you able to watch what's going on in the red zone and can you see what's going wrong?
I'll tell you this, they fixed the problem. They went out and got Amari Cooper. You know, that's probably the best thing they could have ever done. You know, dude is phenomenal. I don't know what Oakland was doing. you know. But
what is Oakland doing?
You know, big
man?
Ups to Jerry, you know, for that right. one.
It's you funny, know? Too, because, yeah. you know, I don't know. Maybe you realized it when it happened, but when they traded for him, I was like, okay, Amari Cooper's a good player. That's yeah. good. I didn't realize the impact was going to be as big. Did you know he was going to have that much of an impact?
You know, Dallas reminded me so much of, the offense reminded me so much of Alabama. And, you know, being in that system so long and watching Amari Cooper play in Bama and him coming to Dallas with the same similar offense, I was like, yeah, he's going to execute in his offense. Just slow down. Is his type of route tree, oh, he's going to be dominant. Mm-hmm. You know, you leave him one-on-one, you're going to have a problem. And that's what he's been giving people.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but you're a football junkie, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like, even when you were, like, healthy and playing, you still watched football in your downtime, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. It's obvious.
Yeah, and I don't want to beat you down with this question, but we have mm-hmm. to ask it. But it's like, you know, are you going to rehab and come back? Or are you?
Of course. I have to, you know, like, I got business and I got ball. You know, that's two of the best things, you know, and I have to. You know, I can't end like this. I can't end like this. You know, I got to throw the X up.
I love I have that. To. Okay, because we were on the air when the story mm-hmm. broke. Like, you know, hey, Dez got hurt, and immediately there's speculation, and you go, man, he's just a second practice. It's not the way this right. is supposed to go. But it seemed like your reaction, at least on social media and stuff, it felt like you were putting out the vibes that, oh, I'll be back.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, it's like, I'm a fighter. You know, I always been a fighter. You know, one of my best friends I grew up with, you know, we was just talking, and I was telling him, like, you know, the environment that we come from, you know, when things happen, you know, we don't get pats on the back, you know, or, you know, if something bad happened, you better suck it up and fix it. You know, like, that's my attitude. So it's like when I tore my Achilles, yeah, I appreciate the love. You know, people are like, oh, I hope he's okay. And I really do appreciate that. I'm okay. Like, I'm okay. You know, like, I'm going to get it right. You know, I'm not going to give up, you know, like. Me tearing my Achilles, me being cut from the Cowboys. No disrespect to nobody, but that's almost minor. That's just minor to me. I've been through way worse things than that, you know.
You know, you're a tremendous success story, and even even just hearing the stories about you being recruited to go play in college, and you know, things were tough.
Yeah, very tough.
Very tough, and I have tremendous respect for that. And there was a story about, like, did you find some pads at one point when you were playing youth football? Can you tell that story for us?
Yeah.
What was that?
Man, it's a true story. You know, this is one of the reasons why I believe in God, too. I remember my mom, she ain't had no money. And, you know, hold on, let me start that over. I go to tryouts, these tryouts. First player I ever, you know, I watched and paid attention to was Randy Moss. And I was like, man, I want to play football. So my mom says, hey, I'm going to take you to tryouts. I remember like it was yesterday. I go to tryouts, and we don't have no pads on. We just out there playing like just throw up tackle. You throw the ball up. Back in the day, it was called killer man.
Right.
Throw the ball up, catch the ball, and, you know, you try to make it to each side of the end zone. Nobody was tackling me. And I remember one of the coaches come out of nowhere, rest in peace, Mr. Kegler. Coach Kegler, he come out of nowhere, say, I got him. I remember that. Like, I have no clue about football. I'm only going based off of what I seen on TV. And I told my mom, like, I need some pads. She ain't had the money for it. It was one of my friend's homes down the street. He lived down the street from me. Next door was an abandoned house. I swear to God, I can't make this up. It was a helmet and some shoulder pads underneath that house. I stole it, and it fit me perfectly. It fit me perfectly. I cannot make that up. I love my daddy to death, and that's a true story.
Wow.
And the rest was history. Like, it gave me chills just talking about that. Like, the same way how I felt about football as a kid, I still feel the same way about it right now. Like,
that's what I was wondering. I was wondering if you still get the same rush out of it.
I get the same rush. I get it. You know, it's like one thing about me is I actually love seeing people do good. That's just always been part of me. Like, it makes me want to do good, you know? So it's like, I need that in my life. I seen so much negative. I don't want to see anything negative.
Yeah.
You know, I need something to learn from.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you, I'm so fascinated too by the Randy. Do you remember as a kid what it was about Randy Moss that got you all excited and made you want to do that?
His attitude was relentless. It was on a whole nother level. Like, I felt like I seen, you know, people mistaken from, oh, he's cocky, he's this. Nah, man, it's that childhood, what he been through, what got his mind like that, you know. That untouchable feeling came from somewhere, and that came from, I bust my butt, I don't want to be here anymore, I love the sport, I love making these fans happy, and I want the world to know who I am. That's what I seen from Randy Moss, and that's what I love from Randy Moss. That's what I got from him, man. You know, that's why he's my favorite.
Man, so you went from a guy who was talented and could maybe play football if he could afford pads to finding some pads, mm-hmm. to going on and being one of the best receivers in the NFL history of the NFL, and you mm-hmm. got this massive Cowboy fan base loving you, and now you went from a guy who couldn't afford pads to buying an awesome little mobile car from Rob Kardashian for one of your kiddos, right? I saw Santa Dez sharing some forecasts. Tell us what's going on.
You know, me and Rob, you know, that's my boy. Me and him got something going on, you know, for the future. We got some dope projects going on too, you know. And Rob got me connected, you know, with those guys who made his daughter car, you know. So, you know, ever since me and Rob connected, he been showing major love. I've been showing major love back to him. You know, he's one of the most genuine, cool dudes I ever met in my life.
So do you have three kids?
Yes.
Okay, so you have three kids. What does it feel like for you to be able to provide these incredible Christmases? What does that mean to Dez Bryant?
It's everything. You know, it's my life. You know, I never had it growing up. You know, like, I couldn't tell you a great Christmas when I was a kid. You know, and, you know, the holidays, they really don't excite me that much, you know, just because of I wasn't able to experience them, mm-hmm. you know. But for my kids, oh, they gonna live the best life, I promise. You know, like, I sacrifice my life for my kids, you know, as any parent should. You know, like, I don't want them to ever see what I seen. You know, like, one thing I tell my son, both of them, because, you know, they're gonna be the man in the house one day. Like, you're gonna know what yes and no means. And you're gonna be able to accept it. If you don't like the word no, you're gonna fix it. You know, and I don't want them to expect nothing. I want them to work for everything, you know, and I let it be known that Junior, you're not me. Zane, you're not me. Y'all who y'all are. Whatever y'all wanna become, I'm gonna back you up all day. You know, I'm not going to steer them in a direction that they don't want to go in. You know, I call Junior Carlton because he's extremely smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's super intelligent. Yeah. I wasn't intelligent his age, you know, and I back him up, you know. And
you got to love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. You know, anything that he want to do, I'm there, you know. Even if I don't understand it, hey, I'm going to get somebody who do understand it.
I've got resources.
Right, and we're going to make it happen.
How old are your boys?
11 and 8.
Okay, do either one of them, are they passionate about sports the way?
Oh, man. They both passionate. You know, my oldest boy, I just got him with me. The first time he ever tried football, he's not athletic, but he's extremely gifted. You know, his first game, his first flag football game, he got an interception. He got a touchdown. He's uncoordinated. Like, he's, you know, he's bad. Mm-hmm. But you can see the gift. Like, he got some claws on him. Mm-hmm. and I had told him, I said, you know what? Since you love it, and I can tell he love it and he want to learn it, hey, I got a good friend that I grew up with. He trained kids out here. Hey, I'm for to send you with him. You know, I trust him, and you're going to get him right. Now, Junior, on the other hand, little Carlton Jr., he's just phenomenal. He's phenomenal all the way around, 360. You know, I give a lot of credit to his grandma and his mama, you know, just because he's able to get to have both sides, you know, the smartness and the athletic ability from daddy. Mm-hmm. He's a technician. You know, I wish I had what he had when I was his age. You know, he's a technician. He's a real technician.
Dez is sharing a lot with us, and folks are getting to see who he is, and he is so happy right now and so excited. I wish everybody was here to see. He's practically glowing over Personal Corner, which is his new business enterprise, and it's the beta phase is open now. You can go to personalcorner.com. You can sign up, and here's all you need to know, that the first 50,000 people to register at personalcorner.com, five winners are going to be chosen. Each one of those winners is going to be handed $10,000 in cash from Dez Bryant. So regardless of what you think about Personal Corner, if you know anything about it yet, it's just coming out, so you probably don't know anything yet. It sounds incredible. Just by registering, you got a chance to win $10,000. Enter your email in the sign-up box. You'll receive a confirmation email, and then you can wait to see if you won. But regardless of that, I mean, it's a fantastic product, and it's going to be incredible. But, like, the idea, Dez, of you taking, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to bring a check? You're going to bring $100 bills and a Gucci bag? What are you going to do?
I'm bringing $100 bills, all cash.
I love it.
All cash.
All right, so we're so excited for you about Personal Corner. It sounds incredible. Mm-hmm. I want to the feedback. Folks are getting to know you today in a way maybe they haven't known you before. Mm-hmm. There's been some articles that have come out where you've talked a little bit about your childhood. Mm-hmm. It's an honor to have you share that with us. Honestly, thank you for that.
Oh, no problem at all.
And I know that there were, you know, this holiday. You talk about the holidays, and you're talking about you never really got that excited about them because you didn't really get to have holidays. You know, that's powerful stuff. And, you know, you talked about there were times where you guys just didn't have anything. And, you know, you're going to the Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. You're eating a meal at the Salvation mm-hmm. Army. But you're hanging out with your friends, but you're not, you're keeping that to yourself. What was all that like for you as a child?
As a kid, truthfully, to be honest, it was like, that was everyday life. It's just something that you get used to. You know, like the first time I ever really witnessed anything better is when I went off to college. I was like, man, I used to hear people complain about things that I would die for. Hmm. And I was like, oh, this is going to be easy. You know, like, and that was my attitude. You know, I didn't club when I was in college. I didn't do anything. I had a girlfriend who chilled, hung out. That's all that I did. You know, I walked out of class. You know, she knew where I was at all times. I knew where she was at all times. I was very, very low key in college, you know, because, you know, I had a plan. I was on a mission. Well, I didn't want to screw up.
Did you know, like, how old were you when you knew, hey, man, a way out of this situation, this tough way that I grew up, could be football? How quickly did you figure that out?
Well, I want to say probably freshman, sophomore. About 8th, 9th grade.
You knew that, hey, this is my ticket.
You know, it's like used to getting in trouble, start realizing people was loving what I was doing. You know, like just getting that good vibe, you know, that good vibe become contagious. And it's like you don't want to screw up, you know, especially when you see that you have an opportunity. And that's what I seen. And I remember Coach Gundy flying in, and he told me this right here, and I can never forget it. He said, you come in here, you do everything you're supposed to be. You come in and do everything you're supposed to do, you'll be out of here in 3 years. And, you know, I'm a senior in high school, and I'm hearing words like this. I'm like, man, I got an opportunity to go to the NFL. This guy believe in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, I got you. And that was my attitude.
So there's this picture of you and Romo and Witten and DeMarco. Mm-hmm. Like, you've seen this picture a million times, right? Yeah. And you guys are on top of the world.
Yep.
And it just seemed like, oh my God, we've got ourselves a dynasty here.
Uh-huh.
And what do you think of now when you look back on that and you say, okay, none of those four guys are with the Cowboys right now? How crazy is that?
Well, you know, I say this, we had a great run. We did some amazing things together, you know, but, you know, that's what happens with time. You know, and, you know, every year the league gets better. You know, it gets better and it gets better and it gets better. You know, it don't mean you're not better, you know, but it's just, you know, it's just life. You know, you can't get stuck in one place, if that makes sense. You know, I don't know. That's my answer for it.
It's a good answer. I like where you're going with it. My follow-up question would be, what you just said, did you know that in 2014 when that picture was taken?
No, I just knew this was the opportunity to do something special.
Right.
And, you know, DeMarco leaving, I think DeMarco leaving had some, you know, I think that put a big dent, you know, in the locker room. You know, not talent-wise, but, you know, mental for everyone. You know, because he was a huge piece of what we had going on. You know, so I think when he left, it kind of, you know, when you love the game the way that we all loved it, that kind of, you know, rubbed some of the individuals the wrong way. And I think it kind of threw us off a little bit because I know it threw me off.
Mm-hmm.
So this past year when you weren't playing and we didn't know what you were doing, half the people are saying – he doesn't want to play. Half the people are saying no teams want him.
Mm-hmm.
The teams that knew, the guys out there like us who knew how many teams were chasing you, we laughed at that. We're like, what are you talking about? But people were saying Dez lost a step. Mm-hmm. Dez can only run two routes. Mm-hmm. And all, you've heard all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was Tony Romo who was very vocal in the media saying, I don't know what you guys are talking about. When I watch his film, that's the same guy I threw to all those years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just curious as to what you think of when you think of Tony Romo and how that made you feel to have Romo get in your back?
Made me feel real good, extremely good. You know, I can honestly say last year, that's probably some of the best routes I ever ran. You know
who also said that is Cole Beasley. He said those are the best routes he's seen you run in years. He said you were.
And because that's what I like to do. I like to compare my tapes. You know, I do. You know, I was like, damn, I really did look good here. You know, but at the same time, you know, I understood what was happening and I was fine with that. I was extremely fine with that. You know, just because when you got something good, you just want to be a part. And that was my whole attitude on it. You know, and certain guys, some guys didn't feel the same way. And I ain't talking about no players.
Yeah, are you? And we're here for positivity.
Oh yeah,
that's a positive answer.
Yes, that's a positive answer. Yeah. I'm not going to lead you down a negative road. I promise you. But late in that season, you were critical publicly, and it really wasn't that bad.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, for those of us who've been in that locker room, it was not a secret, but it was somebody going public on the record. You think that might have led to your leaving?
Oh, of course, 100%. Like, I told two guys in that locker room about that interview before I did it. Like, I knew I didn't say anything that bad, but I told them this. Like, hey, this probably going to end up costing me my job. Like, those words came out of my mouth.
But those guys wanted you to say it. They needed you to say it. Everyone thought this is the guy who wouldn't get cut by saying it. It wasn't that.
It was just something that I wanted to do. Like, truthfully, to be honest, the good stuff that was going on, you can ask these same guys. Hey, if somebody got to get a file in under their ass for things to start going right, I'm down for it. That was my whole attitude. And that's just the way that that's how I look at things. That's the way I see things right now.
So. Do you feel the same now that when you and the Cowboys parted ways, obviously that's an emotional time. Isn't it? Heck. Well, me and Ben talk about this. So that happened when we were on there. It was an emotional time for fans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could see it coming through the text messages and on the phones, people were pissed off. Yeah. So that was an emotional time for you. But now here you are, however many 8 months later, whatever, and you're at a different point in your life. Do you feel the same way about the way all that went down, or have you, you know, changed your feelings on your departure with the Cowboys?
I'm going to always love the Cowboys. You know, I'm going to always love Jerry Jones. You know, and I'm going to always love those players in that locker room. You know, I built some great relationships with those guys. So you just can't be like, oh, I'm no longer cool with them. Mm-hmm. Like, nah, like, you know, real love and real friends, it don't work that way. And, you know, that's what it is. You know, I like to see those guys succeed. I like to hear Zeke step up and say, hey, we got more to go. I think that shit cool. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We got it.
You know,
we'll dump it.
We got a last line of defense back there. Thank you, Shippy.
I think that's cool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just watching from the outside in, I have no problem with that. You know, I believe in myself. I always believe in myself. And, you know, I'm going to be all right. You know, I'm living.
No doubt. And I've never seen you as happy as you are, except maybe talking about your kids, but talking about Personal Corner. It's a very exciting opportunity for you. While we got you, I want to ask you about the catch. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's called.
Everybody calls it that.
It's not called the drop. And they've changed the rule to where it's officially a catch now if it happens. But you're at the line of scrimmage. Romo once walked us through everything that's going through his mind on that play. It was 4th and 2, right? And can you walk us through everything you're thinking from the minute you get to the line and what you thought was going to happen on the play and then what happened?
From the time I stepped on Lambeau Field, I was in attack mode. I didn't care if it was 4th and 2 with 1 second left on the clock. I didn't have no jittery bugs in me. I was there to do one thing, and that was my attitude. Like, when that 4th and 2 play was called and I seen I was lined up 1-on-1, I was expecting it.
But that was the route? Like, is that the number one read on the play to go to you deep?
Well, hey, I don't know.
But you know your quarterback.
I know my quarterback.
Yeah.
So I was expecting it, you know, and I was excited. I was like, man, we moving on.
Yeah.
that was the attitude. And then I'm like, man, what just happened? You know, because I always had my little feels like, man, the refs, they don't like the Cowboys. They don't like us for some strange reason. Just calling all types of penalties on us for, you know, stuff that don't make sense, you know, is my attitude, you know. But, you know, it happens. You know, do it still bother me today? I think about it, but I'm not, man. I didn't go to the Pro Bowl that year. I said, no, I ain't going. I'm going to go.
Yeah. I remember the way you're feeling immediately after it, and that's why I was wondering is how often do you still think about that?
I let it go. You know, I'm actually making shirts about it.
Which, if you go to Personal Corner, maybe you can have some of that fun moving forward there.
Oh, yeah.
That hurt us a lot. It hurt the fan base, but we know you caught it. It was an amazing catch. Mm-hmm. And it was almost like you got penalized for being too athletic. Like if you had just caught it and fallen down, it's a catch, but you caught it and tried to reach out and extend. And it's like you got punished for that. And I just want you to hear this. Just to know we had your back. Mm-hmm. This is us the next day on the radio. You got to shoot.
F you, Dean Blandino!
Yeah.
I was like 15 minutes of that.
That support.
Yeah, we went on for a long time. I lost my voice after that. We all did. But, hey, it's so good to see you so happy. And Personal Corner is very, very exciting. What would you like to say to folks out there just as we wrap this up? If somebody's like, oh, in Personal Corner, okay, mm-hmm. I missed some of that. You know, Evan is the engineer. Right? Hey, Evan's not here. But just in mm-hmm. terms of why folks should get fired up about it, anything you want to say?
Yeah, because you'll be able to interact, you know, with your favorite football player, basketball player, entertainer, whoever, you know, in a personal way. Like, I think it's cool, you know. Virtual world is what this world is becoming. You know? So I feel like, you know, I was the first to put my hands in it. One of the first to put my hands in it. And I feel like I created a cool concept to where you can be rewarded in a way you never thought you could. And, you know, I got a lot of fun stuff, you know, planned for Personal Corner.
Real quick, we never got to this. We were talking about this in a break. Mm-hmm. Give somebody an example of a perk that they may be able to get from Dez Bryant if they go sign up at Personal Corner.
I might be wrong, but I was told the cheapest Super Bowl ticket is $17,000. And I got Super Bowl tickets on deck. Just know that.
So that's what we're talking about.
And I know, you know, people still want the Concords. I got those.
Okay. They want the Concords. Okay. The Concords are incredible. And now everybody's trying to wear a Concord cleats, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hold on. I'm not done.
Yeah. Hold on.
I have game worn jerseys, you know, official.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like
my jersey. I got Odell's jersey.
Okay.
You know, the first jersey he ever played in.
Wow. Okay.
DeMarcus Lawrence. You know, I got Beast Mode, Marshawn Lynch. You know, I have a lot. I have some cool stuff. I have some cool perks. You know, it gets better.
I can't imagine anybody more qualified to get perks from other players than you because all players love you. All right, it's called Personal Corner. The beta phase launched today, launched early. All you got to do is go sign up, personalcorner.com, sign up, and the first 50,000 entered are automatically entered into a raffle. There's going to be five winners chosen. Each is going to be handed $10,000 in cash. So five people are going to win 10 grand. Dez says it's going to be $100 bills. So sign up right now, personalcorner.com. If you want $10,000,
I do.
Enter your email in the sign-up box. You'll receive a confirmation email back. Now all you got to do is wait. But in the meantime, learn as much as you can about Personal Corner because I think you're going to enjoy it. Now, before we send you on your way, Shippy wants to play a Dez montage that he's made. And so let's let's take a listen to this.
Keep it up. I'm proud of you. You know it. I love you.
Yes, sir. I love you too, Mr. Jones. Thank you.
It means everything. You know, I do want to bring this city, you know, a championship. You know, we ain't had one, you know, since the 90s. I've been on that field hurt. I got scars. I got bruises on me just because how much I love the game, how much I want to see the Dallas Cowboys win. You know, I want these people to understand that. You know, on Mondays, it's time to where you feel like you can't even play on Sundays.
Second, and they're calling it eight. It's about 7.5. Out of the gun, Romo. Second down, great protection. Murray, O'Brien across the middle, and a little check down, breaks a tackle. Right sideline, Bryant streaking, 5-yard line, goal line. Throw up the X. Touchdown, Bryant. Delayed blitz up the middle, and he avoids that. And he goes deep for Dez. Left side. Caught it. 10-5. Touchdown. Touchdown, Dez. 3rd and 11, and he hit a home run. Prescott under center. And there's the reverse to Bryant. He throws a reverse pass to the end zone. Touchdown to Witten. Dez Bryant with a touchdown pass to Jason Witten. I've been waiting for that play. And Witten throws up the X.
Romo play fake. Throws right into the end zone. Touchdown. Right side of the end zone. Dez Bryant. How's your finger?
Empty gun. Dunbar right slot. Beasley left slot. 3rd and 2. Looking standing. Wings it down to the 5. A strike and banging in for a touchdown. Dez Bryant catches Dak Prescott's first career touchdown pass. Empty gun, 3 to snap. Snap, looking right. Quick fade for Dez. Back in the end zone. Reached up. Caught it! Touchdown! Dez Bryant! You know what to do, youngster. Throw up the X. At the 26-yard line, and Romo back to throw. And fires a deep fade down the right side for Dez. He caught it over the shoulder. Touchdown! Bryant! And the X is going up again. Snap back, and they are blitzing, and Romo takes a shot to Dez right side. Oh, touchdown! Oh, over the shoulder! Oh, what a throw from Romo! Dropped it in like rain right over Bryant's shoulder for the 3rd time tonight. 3rd down. And Prescott throwing a fade. Left side of the end zone. Bryant leaps. Caught it for a touchdown. And that is the most in franchise history for a touchdown reception. 4th and 2, empty gun. Blitz is coming. He throws a deep ball to the left side. And the ball is Bryant. Caught the ball. And is dragged down at the 1. I do not know how Dez Bryant accomplished that physical feat. Oh, my goodness.
I don't care about what nobody's talking about. I can care less. You know, everybody ain't with Dez Bryant. They can kiss my ass.
Yeah!
Wow. Great job, Shippy.
That's major.
Well done. All right, man. Hey, I'm so sorry I sent you to Plano. I owe you about $40 for gas money. But, man, thank you so much for joining us. Listen, all along the way with Personal Corner, any business venture you have a home here. This is your radio station. Anything you need, you holler at us anytime.
Appreciate that. Thank y'all for having me.
There he goes. Boom. The great Dez Bryant.
Go up the X.
Go up the X, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.